Let's get an update now on how the New Orleans levees are holding up, as well as other levees around South Louisiana as Gustav comes ashore. One of the people who knows the levee system well is Mark Schlefstein. He's a reporter for the New Orleans Times-Picayune and has become, over the last few years, a regular guest on this program. Mark, welcome to you once again.
Sorry to be a regular guest.
Well, it's necessary, isn't it? Now, over the last couple of hours, we've seen video footage of water pretty high in the Industrial Canal, which cuts through New Orleans and in some cases splashing over the sides of the walls. How are things holding up?
So far, things are doing okay, but we're watching it extremely carefully. What's happened is that you do have high water in a part of the canal where a railroad bridge, for some reason, was left down, and they're struggling to try to figure out how to get that bridge back up, even though the control room has been flooded. And that water is high enough so that the winds that are blowing through the area are pushing it up against the western wall of the canal, and it's splashing over the wall.
I want to make sure I understand this. The bridge that was left down, this is a drawbridge which can be moved, and is it low enough that it is actually affecting the water flow?
Right, exactly. It's low enough, and the water is high enough in the canal that it is a problem.
Okay, so we have an unexpected problem there, and the system is under stress. What are some of the other stress points as you get reports from around the area?
Well, actually, there really aren't that many in the immediate New Orleans area that we're hearing about yet. We're still waiting to see whether or not storm surge on the west bank of the Mississippi River, which is south of the city, will come up close enough to get into any of the neighborhoods or even approach the levees that are still under construction on that side.
Well, let's talk about that, because you told us about that earlier this morning, that we should be watching those New Orleans suburbs on the west bank of the river, because those were areas, you said, where the levees perhaps had not been upgraded quite to the same degree as they had been around New Orleans. Is it even knowable at this moment what's happening out there, given how so many people have evacuated?
Well, not too much, that's true. But as far as we can tell, you know, we have somebody staged in the Emergency Operations Center for the Army Corps of Engineers, and they have not reported any problems yet on that side.
Now, the people you've got who are in contact with the Army Corps of Engineers, as they find out the shape this storm is taking, the fact that it has weakened somewhat, are you getting any sense of people being relieved?
Well, in this area, again, yes. The really big problem is really to the west of us in Houma and some of the other communities out towards the middle of the state. We still haven't heard much from them yet.
We're talking about areas that are beyond suburban New Orleans now,
correct,
right? These are out in swamp areas, basically, bayou areas?
Well, they're a little bit north of the swamp, but they're along U.S. 90 as it moves west across the lower edge of the state.
And so there are serious concerns there that there could be a lot of flooding.
There sure is.
Okay, Mark, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
That's an update on the levees from Mark Schlefstein of the New Orleans Times-Picayune.